Lord Mullion's Secret by Michael Innes. Read by Hugh Laurie.
Chapter 1. The Mullions were still quite comfortably off, although they no longer managed to pay their way in the entirely unobtrusive fashion they would have wished. Twice a week, and through the greater part of the year, they were obliged to turn Mullion Castle into a stately home. The disturbance was heralded shortly after breakfast, when Lord Mullion ascended to the leads and himself hoisted his personal standard above the battlements. He didn't greatly care for thus announcing to the world that he was in residence, since it seemed to him that whether he was at Mullion or not was a private matter with which the world had nothing to do. This particular small ostentation, indeed, was perfectly orthodox among his peers, a clear majority of whom probably maintained the habit. But Lord Mullion was a retiring man who had to be kept up to the mark in the matter by his wife. "Hang out our banners on the outward walls," Lady Mullion would instruct him as she finished her second cup of coffee. "The cry is still, they come." And, of course, it was very desirable that they should come, since the reference was not to a hostile army, but to the cars and charabangs which would presently be bumping up the drive. So Lord Mullion did as he was told, consoling himself with the thought that his gesture could be construed as being, like Macbeth's, one of defiance rather than of welcome. But Lord Mullion did, on every occasion, himself punctiliously welcome the small posse of gentlewomen, locally recruited and in reduced circumstances, upon whom he relied for the purpose of guiding visitors around the castle. It gratified tourists, he had been told, to entertain the vague belief that it was members of the Window family itself who were doing them this semi-menial service. Indeed, from time to time, Lord Mullion afforded some solid ground for a persuasion of this sort.